Namaom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nevisesha Sunyavadi Paskatyati Sitarani Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So I'm feeling very a little bit shy and humbled being here today, sitting on the same set of cushions with so many persons who are extremely learned and realized as well. But somehow or other, it seems by Srila Prabhupada's arrangement, I am here to say something. So my presentation, I have to begin in an unusual way by making an apology. And then, right after that, I will offer you also a super wonderful benediction.
Wow.
So in 1970, when I first came to the temple in Los Angeles, I moved into the temple somewhat suddenly. And as fate would have it, by a series of fortunate exchanges, I got to meet with Srila Prabhupada. At that time, I was actually on my way through America onto England to try, as Sachinandan Swami sometimes teases me about, to start a career as a famous budding world's movie actress. And Srila Prabhupada later said to me, with a very knowing, fatherly look, Krishna has been so merciful to you. He has saved you from so much nonsense. So I got the good fortune to meet with Srila Prabhupada after I had been about 2 weeks in the temple. And when I came to see him, he asked me a few questions, just making some kindly conversation with a nervous newcomer. And at that time, he asked me, he had heard that I had been working as an actress. So he said, "Oh, you're an actress?" And I rather embarrassedly said, "Yes." So he said to me in exchange, "Oh," he said, "then you should put on plays of Lord Chaitanya." And so then he called his secretary, I can't remember who it was, Devananda, I think, Prabhu, and he asked him to bring a drama that Srila Prabhupada had been working on presenting to Hayagriva Prabhu, who was also interested in theatre, and Prabhupada had outlined a play that he wanted performed. And he couldn't get the drama, it wasn't there in Los Angeles. So then he said, then one devotee, Vishnajan, he should write a drama, and you should put on a drama about Lord Chaitanya. Then he said something that always stayed with me. He said that if we do these presentations, cultural presentations, this will attract a higher class of people. He said, "Now I am attracting mostly hippies, but if we show them this drama and culture of Krishna consciousness, then we can actually spread Krishna consciousness to a higher class of intelligent people."
And look who has come attracted yes. to this.
Wonderfully. So we eventually did present a play, and it was a very humble rendition, and it was done simply as a Sunday feast presentation, as anybody who has lived in a temple knows, with about half a rehearsal at best, and everyone more or less not knowing their lines, and we went on and we did a very simple presentation. But I felt that, for me, that was important because it was an instruction from Srila Prabhupada, even though it was such a humble beginning. So then later, in 1974, when we came to Australia, we met with Srila Prabhupada. We had just arrived from Hong Kong. And I was only 26 years old, and we were very young still and inexperienced. And Srila Prabhupada had received a book from Bhakti Swarup Damodar called The Science of Krishna Consciousness, or something to that effect, wherein he was using his scientific knowledge to present something of Krishna consciousness to the scientific, interested, inclined people. And Srila Prabhupada said to me at that time, he said, one day, and I was looking at him, looking at me, he said, you shall write a book. And I was looking at him, and he was looking at me, and he said, about how the perfection of theatre is Krishna. And I was looking at him, and he was looking at me, and I was absolutely incredulous. I couldn't even imagine that he was saying such a thing. And then, of course, he turned his transcendental gaze towards others. But that also left an impression. What on earth is he talking about? So this was there. Then in 1991, many years later, I came across this play, Sri Chaitanya Chandra Doya Natak, by Kavi Karnapur. And I read it and liked it so much, I thought that it would make very nice puppet shows. But then, after some examination of the text, I saw that it was a little, not quite enough action and exchange to make it possible for little puppets to convey the deep emotions of the text. But I actually did take the act number 5 of this play, and we did make a puppet show, and we performed it outside the Krishna Balaram Mandir, just in front of the Samadhi, in 1993 during Kartik. So then, recently, a couple of months back, 6 months ago, when I found these texts in my room, I thought this would be a wonderful presentation to do here. And now here's where my apology comes in. Because when I got to the Japa retreat and started looking at the task at hand, I realized that it was actually way beyond my capacity to do it for some very practical reasons, because it is a very monologue-heavy drama, and all the characters are men, whereas in Krishna Leela, as all the ladies know, all the main characters, most important characters, are ladies.
Only important characters. Yes.
And there's only one, at most two, men. So I suddenly felt like I was very much out of my depth. So I have to apologize, because it is written on the form outside that I will be doing that task of reading the Chaitanya, that service of reading the Chaitanya Chandra Doya Natak. So at the last minute, I changed, and I decided instead to present, to expand the presentation, to present something from 3 other important books also of Kavi Karnapur. This Ananda Brindavan Champu, that you've heard something from already, and Krishnanaka Komudi, which is another book of his, and also from the Gora Ganadesh Deepika, which is another text by Kavi Karnapur. So I don't wish to introduce him to you now or to give you any more information than that, because it will expand as we proceed through the different classes in the seminar. But I would just like to finish with one short word from him. He's admonishing those who are fault finders, because he's presenting his book. And so he's criticizing already those who may be critical of him. He says, now that the fault finders have been duly warned, I, Kavi Karnapur, admit that I have actually written this Ananda Brindavan Champu for my own pleasure. For my own pleasure. Overflowing with Krishna's sweet glories, this work will saturate the minds of thirsty sadhakas with immeasurable transcendental bliss. A skillfully strung garland always looks beautiful, regardless of the number of flowers. And what more can be said if those flowers exude a sweet fragrance? The object of this poetic work is to inundate the reader with the fragrant qualities and pastimes of Sri Krishna, the beautiful. And I would like to just finish with a couple of nice quotes that I found from Srila Prabhupada, which gave me the enthusiasm to continue with this task, this service, I beg your pardon. Prabhupada said, so, this is about if you feel confused, because sometimes we find ourselves somewhat confused, life is somewhat confusing. And when we feel confused, Krishna becomes, as Srila Prabhupada mentions here, somewhat vague. Similarly, if you love your society, your friends, your country, your family, yourself, your dog, everything, but if you don't love Krishna, then your love will not be distributed. If you love Krishna, all love will be distributed. But if I don't love Krishna, if I simply love this, simply love that, simply that, it will never become perfect. Therefore, the whole world is confused. They do not know where to repose the love. Come here, says Krishna. Love me. Increase your attachment for me, and everything will be all right. Otherwise, it is simply vague. We have to increase our attachment for Krishna. So how can we increase our attachment for Krishna unless we know Krishna? At least something about him. Just like a girl becomes attached to a young boy when she knows something about that boy, and the more she knows, she becomes more attracted. If you want to be attracted by somebody, we must know about him. Something. Simply superficial understanding will not do. Just like we feel sometimes the inconvenience in preaching about Krishna, he's talking, Srila Prabhupada is talking here about preaching about Krishna to Indians, because they think they know everything about Krishna. What more do they need to hear from the Americans or Europeans? What can you teach us? Familiarity breeds contempt. But Krishna is not so easy to know. And then Prabhupada says, you cannot give up the attachment spirit, but we have to change the attachment. That is freedom. We have got so many attachments for this material world. You have to transfer that attachment to Krishna. Therefore, Krishna says, he doesn't, Maya Shakti Mana Parta. He doesn't say that you give up your attachment. How can you give up your attachment? That is not possible. Just transfer the attachment to me. And Prabhupada finishes by saying, we are always attracted by beautiful things. So Krishna is the most beautiful of all. Thank you very much.
Benediction.
The benediction is that you will receive 2 evenings readings of Sri Ananda Vrindavan Champu.
Haribol.
There you go. 1 evening from Krishnanika Komudi.
Haribol.
And we will read on the 4th night from the Chaitanya Chaitamrita, something about Kavi Karnapur. And on the 5th evening, I will try to give you a summary of those 5 chapters of the Chaitanya Chandradoya Natak. There's your benediction. May Krishna bless us all. Thank you. Haribol.